youth unemployment in South Africa. He's the Senior Vice President and Managing Director of the Wings Global Travel Academy.
Thanks, Nzinga. Have a good evening.
All right. When we come back, we'll be speaking to Norman Kretzmer. He is the founder and CEO of Contract Understanding, about how businesses can manage their contracts better and understand that side of the legal workings better. Do stay with us on Hot 1027 here on Hot Business.
Hot 1027 Business with Nzinga.
The reality is that 90% of South Africans don't save enough for retirement. This National Seniors Month, why not be part of the 10% who do? Choose an interest rate of up to 13% after 60 months with a Nedbank Electronic Optimum Plus account. Anyone over 55 can open theirs via the Nedbank Money app in less than 2 minutes. Join the bank that's best for your savings goals. See money differently. Nedbank. We're a licensed FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Hot 1027 Business with Nzinga.
Thanks for staying with us on Hot Business. Now, V500 Systems has put together statistics from, you know, reputable companies about AI, artificial intelligence, and how it's going to be used legally. They say that Deloitte has found that 58% of law firms believe that artificial intelligence will impact the legal industry in the next 5 years. I think it's already impacting it now. And then PwC says around 30% of firms have already adopted AI technology, and that's expected to rise to 70% in the next 5 years. Those are international statistics. Let's speak to Norman Kretzmer. He's the founder and CEO of Contract Understanding. Norman, thanks for your time on Hot Business this evening here on Hot 1027. Just what's the impact of artificial intelligence on how we use the law and think about the law?
Good evening. Artificial intelligence can be used in a number of different ways. There is, in our product, we extracting, using it to extract information from contracts that businesses have entered into. And then once we've got that data, then using that to trigger events so that the users of the software know how to direct the obligations and benefits of their contracts. So they'll know, for example, when contracts are going to expire, when they're going to renew, when the options to renew, price increases, all of those type of things. They alerted to those timely and they can take appropriate action on them. Obviously, AI can also be used to generate contracts, but that's not in the place where we play.
I mean, that sounds fantastic. That's like a lawyer and a PA rolled up in one in your computer. And as a small business, sometimes you don't have, you know, the resources to hire that many people for things like that. How does it work in terms of, is it a subscription service that you're offering as Contract Understanding? Is it a once-off purchase? How does it work?
So it is a subscription service. So there's no risk to the subscriber. There's a 7-day free trial, and then it's a monthly subscription. And how it works is you subscribe to the service, you upload your contracts, the system uses optical character recognition, OCR, to take from a PDF, make it into a readable format, and then the AI extracts a whole lot of information, and then you can design workflows to actually tell people what to do based on this stuff. And I'll just give you like the type of examples that would be very useful to people. So when and why I actually built this thing is that we had, for example, a fiber contract. And the fiber contract is one of these contracts that renews annually. And it renews annually for a year at a time. And we were moving premises. And the fiber contract automatically renewed. We were unaware of it.
Yeah.
And you've got like 10 months of contract that was wasted because the fiber supplier couldn't supply fiber into our new premises. And, you know, it's that type of thing where you've got commercial rental agreements and you've got option to renew. And you're a retailer, so those premises are critical. And it's a 5-year lease. No one remembers that there's the option 6 months before the renewal date, before the expiry date, I beg your pardon. And maybe the person who even entered into the contract doesn't even work for the business anymore. And if you now miss that renewal date, that option date, you can lose occupation of the premises and unintended, you know, with unintended consequences, obviously.
Okay. Norman, as you were speaking about how your system worked, my concern was about security. Because you are then asking clients to trust you implicitly because there may be trade secrets there. There's so much there, their clients, information, figures. How do you ensure that, one, there's security, that you don't get hacked, and two, reassure people that they should trust you with this kind of information?
Sure. So all the information is stored in Microsoft Azure. So it has all the security that Microsoft Azure provides. Then as a second level of security, we have two-factor authentication. So when you sign into the system, every time you log in, you have to use an authentication app on your phone to validate that you are the appropriate person. And then thirdly, there are permissions within the system. So whoever administers the system for your particular tenant, for this particular company, would be able to say that these people can see this, or these people can have access to these type of contracts. And you can even make a particular single contract, or obviously more confidential, that only one person could have access to it. And they wouldn't even see that contract even existed on the system. Only the person who had access to it would even know that it existed.
And I mean, this is not limited to South Africa. I'm assuming that you don't just want to speak to listeners of Hot 1027 who are based here. You know, we've got people who listen to us from all around the world. But in general, your customer base is not limited to South Africa.
That's correct. So it's on the web. So anybody in any country could actually use it. But initially, we're targeting South Africa, Egypt, Kenya, and Nigeria on the African continent. And then we're interested to touch water in the Southeast Asian of Singapore and Malaysia, just to see if there's any appetite in that space.
Let's put you in touch with my friend Daniel Levar, who is in Singapore and does really interesting work around crypto and artificial intelligence, because there might be some synergy there, Norman.
That'd be great.
What do you think that the adaptation is and the trust is of systems like this now, and how is it going to grow? Because I know no matter how progressive people are, you know what you know, you want to go to a lawyer, you don't want to trust a machine and a company somewhere.
So this is not replacing the lawyer at all. So the contract understanding is designed for post-signature. So, you know, what happens is that you go to a lawyer, you draw up this contract, the parties do this argy-bargy and lots of negotiation. And then once the contract is actually signed, what happens to the contract? Everyone shakes hands and maybe they toast with a glass of champagne. And then the contract is filed away somewhere, either in a physical filing cabinet or it's scanned electronically on a folder somewhere. And no one ever looks at that contract ever again. And so this is about managing the contracts after it is signed. And that's typically, in my experience in business of over 40 years, this is where it all goes.